Thunder blasts could ice over a large swath of eastern North Carolina and northeastern corner of South Carolina, while dumping snow on the North Fork, Virginia area. The governors of North Carolina and Virginia each declaring a state of emergency. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose to the highest level in 3 months as the fast-spreading Omicron variant disrupted the job market. Jobless claims rose for the third straight week by 55,000 to 286,000, the highest since mid-October. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 157 points now, the NASDAQ up 101. This is SRN News.
It's that time again. Time for fresh starts and resolutions. And Harry's can help. Harry's is an award-winning razor brand that makes a full range of grooming essentials. But the benefits go way beyond a great shave at a fair price. Maybe you resolve to take control of your finances. With cartridge refills as low as $2 each, your budget won't even flinch when you switch to Harry's and save all year. And with checkout code SRNGOLD at harrys.com, you can get a trial set for just $3. If your resolution is to always look and feel your best, that's Harry's specialty. Their high-quality razors combine an ergonomic design with five super-sharp blades, shipped directly to you with a 100% money-back guarantee. New customers can get a Harry's starter set for just $3 at harrys.com with code SRNGOLD at checkout. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and travel cover, all for just $3. That's code SRNGOLD at checkout at harrys.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Showers are likely until at least midday before ending. The front that brought the rain is ushering in much colder temperatures. Falling temperatures today, low 40s by this afternoon. Quite breezy today and tonight, making it seem colder. Tonight's low down to about 32. I think the threat of any freezing precipitation early tomorrow morning is just about out of the forecast now. Tomorrow will be breezy and cold with a high around 43. We'll be in the upper 20s on Friday night. Sunshine returns Saturday with upper 40s and then mid-20s by dawn Sunday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police are investigating the city's latest shooting. It happened around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon at the Walmart on Chantilly. Police tell us one woman was shot and taken to the hospital. Her injuries are said to be life-threatening. A 14-year-old juvenile has been arrested in Selma's first murder of the year. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says the teen is charged in the death of 56-year-old Charles Still. Still was found shot to death 2 weeks ago. Jackson says the teen is charged with capital murder, and his office has filed a petition to certify the teen as an adult. And an Aliceville man is behind bars in Marengo County, accused of trying to rob a bank in Linden. Police chief says 33-year-old Julius Farrakhan attempted to rob the Sweetwater Bank on Friday. Investigators used a picture from the bank's security camera to identify as well as track down that suspect. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Les Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Les Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
It's a three-hour show. When as quickly as this one's going today? I guess that's what happens when I get all excited. I'm going to give out two numbers. I've given out the domestic violence hotline number multiple days this week in response to what happened with Tallahassee Mayor Johnny Hammock and his wife. Let me stop that. It has not been identified as his wife. What happened with Mayor Johnny Hammock, the Tallahassee mayor and PSC commissioner. I just misspoke there. I do not believe it's been confirmed, nor is it anybody's business who the victim is. The number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. For those of you who find yourself in a situation, whether that you are facing domestic violence, you can also get help through texting the word START to 88788. The website, thehotline.org, also has resources available and can help you come up with a plan for a safety plan, an internet safety plan, how to support your children, and even what to do with your pets. Anybody going through domestic violence, I encourage you to seek help and get help. It's not just physical violence. Rarely does it start as just physical violence. So look for the warning signs. And if you have an uncomfortable feeling about a situation you're in, seek help. If you know somebody who might need help, jot down that number and look for ways to help them. The National Sexual Assault Hotline, there is a hotline for an organization that helps with that. It's 1-800-656-HOPE. That's 1-800-656-4673. And, that's for anybody who has gone through or is going through, sexual assault or sexual violence or things like that. There are services available, and I encourage our listeners to just be vigilant. It's not always as obvious as we think it is. We've really seen a lot during the COVID pandemic in terms of families dealing with mental health or substance abuse issues, families where domestic violence had occurred in the past, we're seeing it again. Kids whose teachers were watching them and knew to be aware, those kids belong in a classroom because it's one way a teacher can keep an eye on them. There is so much awful things going on in this world because evil exists. And I've said it before and I'll say it again, evil exists. Evil is a father who molests his daughter. That's evil. Evil is the husband who beats his wife. Evil is a lot of beats his child. There are so many forms of evil, you guys, in this world. And it is not always what you see the bad guy in a movie. You know, I've had this conversation with my daughter. I'm trying to have age-appropriate conversations with her. I encourage parents to read the book, Protecting the Gift. It's about understanding who poses the biggest risk for children in their lives. And when children get hurt these days, it is frequently, it's not a man offering them candy in a white van. It's the next-door neighbor. It's the friend's older brother. It's the trusted coach or person at church. And we cannot and should not turn a blind eye to it. We cannot and should not ever allow people to exploit circumstances for their personal gain or for political gain or for any of these things, or to make light of situations or make horrific allegations or insinuations. We are better than that, and we need to be better than that as consumers of news, as consumers of information. And I didn't intend to do an entire 3 hours today where I harped on this off and on all day, but it's just where we are, Joey Clark.
Indeed.
We deserve better. A lot of y'all have heard my family rules before. We have family rules in my family. Number one is to protect each other. And I can't imagine, I don't even know Mike Durant that well. I've had one conversation with him in life, but I can't imagine what his response was to his sister's horrific retelling of what happened to her, of breaking the news, of finding out what the accusations against his father was. I can't even wrap my head around what that must have been like to learn, because we do have a responsibility within our families to protect each other, and I will always and forever protect my children from every threat that could come at them, and this whole situation today just has me. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to call and chat with me today. I do have other things to talk about besides this situation, but it really has taken a lot out of me here. Joey Clark, I just sent you over some clips. Maybe something else will get me all fired up today besides someone trying to exploit such a horrific situation. And that's what this is. This is someone trying to exploit a horrific situation and not taking stock in or understanding how horrific it is to accuse somebody of being complacent in a hideous abuse like this. We are going to hit a break here. That's what we're going to do. We're going to hit a break here. When we come back, we'll have clips on other. Somebody did say that the Johnny Hammock that the victim was confirmed. I still won't say that. You guys, take care of yourselves. Take care of those around you. Don't let anyone bully you. Don't let anyone intimidate you. Don't let anyone harass you, and stand up for what you know to be right. I know that it is right to point out how wrongly this has been handled. Back in just a moment with more Straight Talk from April Marie. I promise I will stop rambling and get on topic. We'll see if I can keep that promise to you guys. Back in a moment.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Porch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Porch Creek Cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Porch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Porch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Saw your face,
April Marie Fogle here. A little straight talk today, a little too straight, some would say. Been a long time since I've been on a roll this way. On the line with us, we have Ashley from Mortgage Corporation of the South. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, April Marie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. Can I just tell you that that your Facebook brings me great joy because I feel you as a mama. Some of these mama posts, last night, for those curious, Ashley posted something about or actually it was earlier today. Me, no, you can't have a snack while I'm cooking dinner, the kid having an absolute tantrum. I've taken Ashley, for what it's worth, to telling the boys, my 3-year-old and my 5-year-old, that we're having snacks. Hey guys, get to the table over here for snacks before dinner. And tricking them on days they are insisting upon snacks, because they'll eat French fries and chicken nuggets for snacks, but they don't want to touch French fries or chicken nuggets for dinner.
Oh, that is too funny. Yes. My little girl, she does that all the time. I just want a little bit, just a little snack.
And oh, I'm my gosh. The little snack. My son does this little thing, the baby, with his pointer finger, where he does this. He like, I don't even know where he got it, but it's the cutest thing I've ever seen. He does. He goes, I want a little snack. And he does this little thing with his finger, just a little one. And I'm like, you are the cutest thing in the world. And yes, your little snack can be whatever the heck we're having for dinner, called a snack. All
exactly, right.
Well,
exactly.
No tricks needed when it comes to happy customers over there at Mortgage Corporation of the South. Tell our listeners real quick how you and the A-team over there can help keep money in their pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll start off by saying John really wanted to call in mm-hmm. today. But we have just been blowing and going up here, so busy, calls left and right. People are calling in to take advantage of what John's been preaching over the last couple weeks. Rates are still low, and if you need cash out or an adjustable rate mortgage, give us a call. We can help you keep a low rate or get an even lower rate than what you have. We have some people that came to us a year or two ago. They're back to see us now to get cash out or do another purchase transaction for another home. We just make everybody so happy when they're dealing with us up here. But we can help out anybody. If you have slow credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, chances are we probably have a program for you. If you have good credit, looking to purchase your first home or purchase a second home, we can help out with that as well. Or if you have good credit and you're wanting to cash out on the equity in your home, do a cash out refinance, put some money in the bank, pay off some debt, we can help out there as well while the rates are still low.
Tell people where they can find you. What's the best phone number and where is your office located?
Best phone number is 567-9000. It's a really easy number, 567-9000. And then we are located on top of the mountain right here in downtown Wetumpka.
Got it. Well, thank you so much, Ashley.
Yes,
always great to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Company NMLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender. Just give us a call and see what we can do to help you.
You got it. Always great to hear from you. Tell John anytime he's busy, he can send one of the members of the A-team on. I love talking to you, ladies.
Yes, and we love talking to you, too. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
In the South, I do adore their whole team there. They're just great, and they let me harass their boss frequently, and seem to enjoy my giving him a hard time, which is turned into as I took over as I inherited this incredible time slot. I inherited John Williams with it, and harassing him has been a key highlight of my day. We have a clip to play here. I don't know how many of y'all watched the madness of Joe Biden's press speech yesterday, but we're gonna play a little clip.
Biden used today as an opportunity to take a victory lap for all of his COVID accomplishments. You may be asking, what are those accomplishments? For a guy who spent a year campaigning on shutting down, utterly crushing the virus, it's going to be gone because Joe's in town. He sure seems to have been a disaster in actually dealing with that virus. But if you ask Joe, he's got a different tale, he'll tell you.
Am I satisfied with the way in which we have dealt with COVID and all the things that that go along with it? Yeah, I am satisfied. I think we've done remarkably well.
Once again, Joe Biden does not have a grasp on what we might call reality. But at least he's finally realized that we're going to have to live with the virus.
COVID-19 is not going to give up and accept things. It's not going to go away.
No, wait, where was that? We were going to crush it. Now it's not going away. Patrice Onwuka, director at the Independent Women's Forum, and Justin Hart, Rational Ground founder, both joined me tonight. Thank you so much for being here. Justin, let me start on the COVID side of this first, because you're one of the people that has been all over the data as it pertains to COVID. You understand the reality of what we're up against and the disconnect between what most politicians talk about. When you look at his shift away from we're not going to crush it to, well, it's going to stick around, what's your takeaway from what people should read from this?
Look, at cause context, this war has been ensuing for almost 2 years now between Team Apocalypse, which includes President Biden, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Walensky, who want to weld you inside your house and outside of your school, versus those of us, as you mentioned, on Team Reality, who have been looking at the data and saying, hold off, this is not exactly as you purport to be. But of late, it's been a curious, terrible miscommunication because members of Team Apocalypse are abandoning ship and they're grasping on to the lifeboats which we left them. Just in the last few weeks, we had Dr. Walensky admit that those PCR tests that we loathe and hate and that Dr. Fauci wants to put more of can pick up a virus at 5 days or 75 days. Dr. Fauci admits that those who are in the hospital are not necessarily there from COVID, but are there just incidental infections. And then on this very news channel, Dr. Walensky last week admitted that possibly over the 860,000 supposed deaths from COVID, many of those may not be attributable to COVID at all. The numbers are wrong, the communication is wrong, and they keep doing the wrong things.
And as he was asked about the utter and complete confusion, he claimed in the press conference to say, well, it's just because we keep following the science. But time and time again, we learn more about the science, Justin, as you know, and it should lead us to the opposite conclusion of what our political leaders and so-called scientists are taking us in. Patricia, when you watched this press conference, what did you take away?
I took away that the president lacks a real grasp of exactly what's going on. He continues to gaslight Americans into believing that to tell them that they shouldn't believe what they see, whether that's at the grocery store, the gas pump, or with dealing with their children's schools and their children's education.
Bottom line it for you, Biden doesn't have a good grasp on what's going on. But there were tasks that Biden could have done coming into his administration that would have helped our nation get a better grasp on what was going on with COVID. Making sure we had adequate tests, making tests available for people to do at home, making sure we were really truly looking at best practices, what worked and didn't work, and basing policies around them. That's a novel concept that somehow has managed to elude Fauci, the CDC, and Biden this whole time. We keep going back to policies that we know don't work. Everything from keeping kids out of the classroom to mandates to it just goes on and on and on about the things we know don't work. And we have these holes. We have these places where Biden could have, his administration could have changed things for the better. We are just now seeing this administration and the health officials around it acknowledge, as Justin Hart, who's a dear friend of mine, by the way, you guys have heard him on this program, as Justin detailed, the difference between people who have COVID and are hospitalized for, say, falling off a bike, and the people who are hospitalized because they got double pneumonia from COVID. Hospitalizations with COVID and hospitalizations from COVID are two totally separate things. Hospitalizations of people who had COVID but are there for other reasons. You guys know I experienced this firsthand with my father. My father went into the hospital because he hit his head. Because he was having troubles from hitting his head. Upon being admitted to the hospital for a concussion and things related to his fall, they found he had COVID for 6 weeks, long after he no longer had COVID. He was still considered a COVID case. I think we have to be realistic about what this administration has and has not done that they could have done. There could be truth in numbers, truth in reporting, truth in testing. So much could have been done that hasn't been done. And to have Biden take a victory lap about his response is just mind-boggling. You just saw a U.S. Supreme Court who struck down the OSHA mandates for employers with over 100 people. Starbucks, by the way, just saying that they're going to be one of the companies that does not go after the employees who chose not to get a vaccination. And they're among the most liberal companies there is out there. I think we really do have to recognize that the mainstream media is not telling the truth about what has happened under the Biden administration, what could and should be happening. We are going to hit a quick break. When we come back, more Straight Talk with April Marie, some more clips. Back in a second.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Army pilot Mike Durant had seen it all. Black Hawk down, Operation Just Cause. He thought his public service was over, but a new mission was beginning. Mike settled his family in Alabama and started his aviation company in his living room, put his house up as collateral to the bank. A big bet on an idea. That idea grew steadily. Mike created hundreds of jobs. You know, the opposite of what politicians do. Then COVID hit. Biden's vaccine mandates came calling. Listen to Mike Durant.
Running my defense company here in Alabama, vaccine mandates cost me engineers and people with top-level security clearances.
And Mike Durant is fighting back.
No vaccine mandates, no more scare tactics on the China virus, and no more career politicians.
A businessman like President Trump, Republican Mike Durant for U.S. Senate.
I'm Mike Durant, a candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Much colder air continues to funnel into the state. Tonight will be a breezy, cold night with an overnight low temperature down to about 32. The threat of any freezing precipitation tomorrow morning is just about out of the forecast now. It's just too remote. Otherwise, for Friday, breezy, cold, high temperature only up to about 43, but the breeze will make it seem colder. Then upper 20s on Friday night. Sunshine returns Saturday with highs in the upper 40s and then mid-20s by dawn on Sunday morning. A cold weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Lamprey, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
April Marie Fogel here. Joey Clark doing his best to keep me out of trouble today.
Yeah, that's,
some days are easier than others.
It didn't happen today. You're in so much trouble.
You know, I do cause at times. We'll say today is one of those times. I do not take the pass. I chose not to take the easier path. And sometimes standing up for what is right versus what is wrong, does require one to say out loud, someone has done something wrong. They shouldn't have done it, and screw them. And that's, it's as easy as that. Yes, it would be much easier if I lived a life where I minded my P's and Q's and I worried about the people worry about, and I just skipped along. But that's not who I am as a person. My fiance will tell you, he celebrates. He celebrates and embraces that he has absolutely no control over how I live my life, the words that come out of my mouth, the things that I type or write, or the actions that I take. And so most days I make your job a little easier than others and stay out of trouble. And for anybody just tuning in and listening, I didn't throw nearly the bombs I could have or probably should have today. Okay? Because my give a damn is broken.
Oh, no.
I truly believe that that there are lines you don't cross and people keep crossing them.
You know, it's a famous line from one of my favorite American writers and journalists, H.L. Mencken. He says, every normal man once in a while must have the urge to raise the black flag and start slitting throats. That seems to be your attitude today.
Oh, I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood, people.
I was in a mood earlier today, too, but it was more about another shooting here in Montgomery.
Evil exists, Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Evil exists. And people... evil comes in all forms. It comes in the form of the guys shooting one another and shooting innocent people. It comes in the form of the father harming his own daughter. It comes in the form of the guy, I said this recently, it comes in the form of the guy talking in Bible verses and handing out soup at soup kitchens, who then will go after a grieving woman or attack a family. There is evil around us. And I'm going to make it a point to call a spade when I so darn choose. All right. I'm turning subjects here because I could, the rants and raves. The rants and raves, guys. For those who don't follow me on social media, I want to remind you guys of my handles. I'm at April Marie. That's at APRYLMARIE. I tend to get a little spunkier from time to time on my social media handles, even than I do here on the radio program. So if you've got social media and you're not following me, do that. You never know what I'm going to do or say. I'm wild that way. I know we live in a world where fear reigns, but there comes a time and a place where you just got to say, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you, establishment. We are going to shake things up in Alabama. Dylan Rings, I want to remind you guys one last time today before I get back into the politics. I'll change topics here. You guys know, I love myself something shiny. I do. And it doesn't have to be expensive. That's one of the things I love most about Dylan Rings is the everyday jewelry. The stackable rings or bracelets or necklaces. The lockets where you can put your children's picture or your parents' picture. There's so many different options there. For the men, I'm reminding you, today is January 20th. Valentine's Day is coming up. You don't have to break the bank to get something that comes in a jewelry box. I'll tell you, I'm a weirdo. I like myself some chocolate and some flowers. But there are women who just love themselves a jewelry box. And let Dylan Rings, Josh and Leslie Ryder over at Dylan Rings, help you find that perfect gift. They're at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. You can follow them on Facebook, follow them, go to their website, Dylan Rings. If you don't see the perfect gift you're looking for, don't worry your pretty little head. Josh can design you something. You know, I just had a listener send me a message about Facebook. And a very good point to the person who sent me a message. I have two Facebook pages. Some of y'all been waiting for a year now for me to accept your friend request. And there's a the account with me and my father, him helping me blow out my birthday candles. That's not the account you want. You want the one that's just April Marie. It's a fan page. It's the other page. It's where I throw bombs and tell truths and lay down whatever I'm in the mood for. So go to just / April Marie. Not the one of me and my kids and family. No, not that one. Not the one of me looking at the pretty beach. You want the one of me with the News Talk team. That's the social media. I don't add friends on my other page because I try not to make that too political. I try to make that more personal. Joey Clark, we have a second clip I sent you over there. And this one, I told y'all I'm in an emotional mood today. This one will pull at the heartstrings.
I saw this morning. Y'all get ready. Strap yourself in.
The brilliant bit of happiness for me. I don't actually think I can stop smiling when I'm talking. It's about time. Obviously, you just said earlier, the one that makes me the happiest is the face masks in schools. There was zero evidence for those face masks to be in schools. There have been studies that show that because of the types of face masks that we, because I'm going to say we, because I was in schools when all of these policies were enacted, the face masks that we would have are not medical grade face masks, therefore they would make no difference to transmission. But what I found out when I was in the classroom, and most commentators have never been able to speak on this because they quite frankly didn't experience it, so you can hear it from me the first. There were teachers that were sitting there that would, you know, be yelling at the poor year sevens about their face masks more than they would be teaching them. Those shy kids that would sit in the back of the class that would never speak, it was a massive barrier to them to impact their learning. They were already terrified, didn't want to speak out, and now they've got another barrier to engaging their learning. Communication problems were impossible. I'm going to be honest with you, most of the time when we were in school, we took them off because we couldn't hear each other. They couldn't hear us, we couldn't hear them. You're in schools to learn, and the damage that they have done to my generation has been unbelievable. Like, I sat there in August.
The damage what's done?
That they've done to the rest of our lives, to our education. I sat there in August and literally watched my future crumble in front of my eyes.
Tell me why.
Well, they cancelled my exams. So I got my exams cancelled once, went back and thought, no, you know what, this is not on. I'm not getting screwed over by the algorithm. I'm better than this. Got there, they cancelled them again, and I thought, nothing I can do anymore. This makes me so angry.
It breaks down, guys.
It literally ruined our lives. And nobody spoke about it at all. And the commentators, they had union reps come on and say, this is what the school should have put in place. And they didn't care about what this did to us. And this is the first time I've ever spoken about it on TV because I knew that I'd cry about it. But I literally watched and felt like my entire life was falling apart because of what this government did to young people, and nobody cares. Not one person has cared about children in this pandemic. They think, oh, let's throw, why are we putting masks on them when people can go to football stadiums and they can go to theatres and play Nadeem Zahawi sitting there at the teaching awards with no mask, and yet we're disrespecting kids. This pandemic will finish. The damage this has done for us is forever, and we'll never get it back.
The damage has been done, and it has been done forever. You can't unring the bell of the missed athletic seasons, of the missed dances, of the missed extracurriculars, of the missed sports, the musical instruments that they weren't allowed to play, the songs they weren't allowed to sing. One of my fondest memories of my daughter's kindergarten was this play they did. They did the every year they do a play. And this year it kind of revolves, so it's not the same back to back. So my son got the same, what would have been the same musical play as my daughter. But you know what? They didn't do it. I didn't get to see that play because they wouldn't let the kids sing it in class. They have really... And I say they being teachers, unions, those being bureaucrats who don't give a darn, those they being liberals who are out of touch with the ramifications and long-term policies of COVID mandates. They don't realize that it never was about safety. It's about control. Children with COVID, even the worst strands, are still more protected than vaccinated adults. I'll say that again.
Yep.
Children who are unvaccinated are still at a lower risk of long-term impacts and hospitalization than vaccinated adults. And yet we have held them hostage in their own lives. We have taken away the things that make a childhood a childhood. And we're back to that. We're back to that even in the schools today. Birthday parties canceled. Birthday parties changed because of COVID and because of Omicron. I don't know how long it will be before the generation that was really impacted by adults who didn't think through their policies before they're old enough to articulate and tell us the long-term impacts. But the long-term impacts are going to be huge. Short-term impacts, more kids being seen for suicide attempts, more kids trying drugs, more kids facing depression and anxiety, more kids facing social isolation, more kids not learning their basics from grade school all the way through up, more kids not wanting to go to college. We have robbed our children, our toddlers, our adolescents, our kids, our adolescents. We have robbed them of years of their lives when the data shows we shouldn't have. And it continues to this day. It continues in closed classrooms all around the state. It continues because we have a healthcare professional in the state of Alabama who will not speak up and say masking two-year-olds in daycares is stupid. 272-9228. We are going to hit a quick break, come back for our final segment. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Back in a moment.
Hey, Tim, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Aha, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor and seamless gutter professionals. Did you know installing a gutter system will help protect your home's foundation, siding, and brick by diverting water away from your house? At River Region Contracting, we won't upsell you with an expensive product you don't need. To learn more about the benefits of a gutter system or a free in-home consultation, call us today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635, or like us on Facebook.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening.
listening to Straight Talk with April Maurice on News Talk 93.1.
You did it. You survived a day when I am fit to be tied. In a mood today, Joey Clark. In a mood today. People, I'm going to say this. I feel like there are people who are listening to this show today who maybe don't listen every day, who maybe heard I was going to be talking about the Durant story. If you are listening to this show today and you don't ordinarily listen, you're missing out. Straight Talk with April Marie is an absolute hoot, guys. Not to be confused with a hootenanny, guys. It's not a hootenanny. It's a hoot. Why? Because you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. Heck, sometimes I surprise myself. You gave me 3 hours and a microphone to talk. And I do. I talk about what's going on in our state. And I talk about things other people won't talk about. And I challenge the way that the status quo is done around here. Because guess what? It's not good enough. And what this state could use a little bit more of, what this country could use a little bit more of, is in your face calling a spade a spade. I am by no means, no stretch of the imagination, not any close, a saint. Good guys, I didn't have a bad period. I had like a bad decade and a half of my life. I am an ever-loving train wreck, and I embrace that, and I apologize where apologies are necessary, but I'll tell you what. Fear will never keep me from talking about what's right and wrong, and I am all buckled in and ready for an election cycle where people are going to be mean to people I like. Actually, let me back that up a second. I like all the candidates in almost every race. I don't think there's a candidate out there I don't like. Joey, is there a candidate out there on this? If truth is told, and a candidate for statewide office did in fact strangle a family member, I might be able to say I don't like that person.
I'll put that, I agree with you there.
Aside from that, there's not a single candidate out there I dislike.
Yeah, I agree with you. In the Senate race, haven't talked to all of them. I get along with, and even with, I know we can't talk in detail. We had disagreements today with Tim James on the air, but I like the guy. Look forward to seeing him. He's the same age as my dad. And it's kind of like, okay. Like it felt like I was talking to my dad. It was kind of fun.
You know, I am going to, this is going to be a long haul till May.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a long haul till May. I suspect we'll have more days like today, more days like the other day when I railed for a solid hour on the Club for Growth ad against Katie Britt. Today, it seems as if I'm defending Mike Durant, which, by the way, Mike Durant doesn't seem, based on what we know right now, to need a defense. But what I would never do is I would never, ever, 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 ever stand or defend somebody who did something absolutely horrific. But I don't. Based on what I have seen, and it, trust me, it went beyond the story making its way around politics today. I haven't seen any reason to condemn Mike Durant, but I'll tell you, with each day, I want y'all to be prepared. Buckle up. Today, I am talking about the Durant story. Last week, I was talking about the crappy Club for Growth ad hitting Katie Britt. And the next time around, it'll be me defending Mo Brooks. That's what I do.
April Marie, but there's one way you dropped the ball today. It's not a big drop, but you did drop it. Because Jessica Taylor endorsed Mike Durant, she called Katie Britt Common Core Katie, the Liz Cheney of Alabama.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you should ask her about it next time. And I'm suggesting that because I want to sit back with my popcorn and listen to y'all. It's great.
Well, our listeners know exactly how I feel about the accusation that Katie Britt is like Liz frickin' Cheney. That's one of the stupidest, most disingenuous attacks on any candidate I've seen while I've living here in the state of Alabama. Katie Brent may be many a things, but she is no Liz frickin' Cheney. She is a conservative, God-fearing woman, and of that I have no doubt. Vanilla Duke on the line. Hi, Vanilla Duke.
Whoa, Vanilla Duke.
That's my name for you now, Duke.
Well, we got Peanut Butter Duke, so now we got Vanilla Duke.
Just call me Honky Duke.
You do realize out there. I would like to point out to every Duke who calls this show that there are people out there who would love to paint me as a racist bigot. Y'all are not helping with these nicknames. Okay, Honky Duke, get to it.
Why aren't the private schools closed in Montgomery?
Ooh, are the private schools open in Montgomery?
Oh, heck yeah.
It's because we're the leaders in their kids. My private school was open when other schools were closed.
I know, but that's a daggum good question.
Because do as I say, not as I do. They want their kids in the classroom, as every parent wants their kids in the classroom.
They're just dumbing these kids down. You got me screwed up now. You're talking so much. It was something else. Oh, I went to Sweet Creek with my gift card. And I appreciate it. And
what did you get?
I don't eat pork, but I got some ribs for one of my family members, and I got two chicken plates, and I got some habanero hot sauce, salsa, and man, it'll light you up. And I got some candles, and I went over the $60, and I talked to Mr. Reed for a little while, and he's a great guy.
He really is a great guy. The Pike Road area is lucky to have Reed Ingram.
That'd be a good place for you to try to find a house if you can afford it.
By the way, that was not an endorsement. Somebody somewhere later is going to call me and say, "Did you just endorse Reed Ingram?" No, I endorse Sweet Creek. What were you going to say, Joey?
I wasn't.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to say something.
I want to find out who's behind this. This article about Durant, and I think we'll find out eventually, but I'd like to know, because whoever did it, they you know what I'm saying, because what's her the girl before I can't think of her name,
Jessica Taylor.
Yeah, Jessica, she said that she kind of had an idea who was behind it, so it's got to be Mo Brooks or Katie Britt, wouldn't you think?
I don't know that it is. It's almost like the Club for Growth thing. These third party people come in, these people who don't tell the candidates what they're doing because they want plausible deniability. And people come in and they source out stories and maybe give information and don't necessarily know how it's going to be used. I tend to stay away from that side, the dark side of things. But I'll tell you. I'll tell you that the biggest issue is making sure voters aren't misled into believing that Mike Durant had anything to do with the sexual molestation of his sister.
Because that is
an accusation that no innocent person should ever have to answer to.
It makes me want to vote for him even more. Well, enjoying the show. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, thank you for calling, dear.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right. T-Spear, we got just a minute before we have to hand off the mic to Greg Budell. How's it going?
We're going fine here over here. I'm going to be really quick. It reminds me of the attacks that went to destroy Judge Moore. The Democratic Party did everything that they possibly could to destroy that man, and this is the same tactics that they used against him. You cannot deny that it happened, but you cannot prove that it did not happen. And in the case that they're using here, Mike Durant wasn't even around when it went on. So how in the world can you accuse him of doing something? And therefore, I look at the sister that came out and basically accused him, and I look and I say, what are you so guilty of, young lady?
Well, T-Spear, and thanks for calling, T-Spear. And I understand you wanted to get in on the drawing, so we'll add you to the drawing. But I'm gonna end on this note. That's one of those impossible corners that people have been painted in this situation. I don't think anybody should question the victim here, which is the sister was victimized by the father. I don't think there's any question about that. But why is she using it
against her brother?
But here's the thing is, she, and I hate to say this phrase because this is a turn of phrase that I hate being used, but she has every right to own her story. This is her story, yes. And she can tell it how she wants. The